On the phone right now is Doug Stewart, part of the Two Live Stews and the Doug Stewart Show, which is now online. What up, man?
What's going on, Big Tom? How you doing, Big Brother? How's the morning show doing?
Everybody's good. Everybody's good. All right, I'm going to throw out a bunch of names, and you just give me your reaction, okay?
Okay.
All right. Warren Sapp.
Dummy. Man, Tom, you know what? A lot of these guys in sports over the last couple of weeks, man, have shown their real dummy side. I mean, you can go back a couple of weeks ago to what happened with Greg Anthony, and now Warren Sapp busted with the same thing. I mean, there must be some type of shortage out there for the Nootsie, Tom. There's a shortage of Nootsie.
All right. Next name, Marshawn Lynch.
Not the best pitch man. I know that's what it was. But you don't want Marshawn Lynch pitching your product, Tom. You just don't want it. That's probably why he wasn't able to score the touchdown in the Super Bowl game, because it's a conspiracy behind it. But, Tom, you can't have Marshawn Lynch talking about he don't want to go to no damn Disney World. That's not going to work.
And what about the conspiracy? Because Tom talked about that yesterday, yeah, disclaiming the jinx that he is and saying that it was a conspiracy on the part of the National Football League.
The NFL and the Seahawks. And you know what? I buy into it. And a lot of times I've been called a conspiracy ninja, and I'll take that. I'm fine. But it just doesn't make any sense. If you know anything about football, in that scenario, in that situation, 100% of the time, you're going to give it to the best back in the NFL, and that's beast mode. And the fact that they didn't do that, and then you have probably the most golden boy black quarterback in the history of football, and Russell Wilson make that pass in that situation, it just doesn't happen, Tom. So, yeah, I'm calling foul on that play and what the Seahawks did in that situation.
That's exactly what I said, Sip. And y'all just call me a jinx.
Well,
no,
because it is what it is. Yeah.
All right. All right. Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, once again, golden boy. And he's been struggling really the last couple of weeks, but he won a Super Bowl last year. They should have won a Super Bowl this past weekend, Tom, in all likelihood. And like I said, his brand right now is so pristine, and even though he had the loss this past weekend and threw the interception, most people aren't blaming him. And Tom Brady and Joe Montana, and we've heard that golden boy term many times before, and usually it referred to a quarterback, and usually a white quarterback, but Russell Wilson's in that rare air where everybody's going to come at him. He's the golden boy of golden boys right now in the NFL.
Will he get the money that he deserves as this new contract is being worked out?
He's going to have to. He's going to have to, and that's another part of that whole conspiracy thing. It's going to take a lot of money to sign both him, Russell Wilson, and Marshawn Lynch. And mm-hmm. So Marshawn Lynch is the malcontent. Russell Wilson, once again, is the golden boy. You're going to have to pay a third-year quarterback that already won you a Super Bowl that says and does all the right things in Russell Wilson. So he's going to get that money. In the famous words of my friend Don King, get the money. And Russell Wilson's going to get the money.
If you had to guess, how much would you say?
More than Jay Cutler?
It's going to clearly be one of these $100 million contracts. The thing about this contract is a lot of it's going to be guaranteed because, once again, all of the things that you place behind his name and his brand, he is going to get that money. A lot of these contracts these big quarterbacks get these days and times, it's based on what they do on the field, and they can cut them, and it's guaranteed money. He's going to get a lot of guaranteed money. He's going to bring home over $100 million in this next deal.
And what do you think for Marshawn, since he's on the latter stage of his career as a running back?
Okay, book this. I booked this. And you heard this first right here on the Doug Stewart Show. Marshawn Lynch is probably not going to be re-signed by the Seattle Seahawks. How about this team and this landing spot for him? The New England Patriots.
That would be beautiful.
Wow. Wheelhouse. This is the type of thing that Belichick has done historically, where he'll bring in a guy that's a malcontent, a guy that's kind of, wishy-washy as far as the media is concerned. He brought in Corey Dillon many years ago, brought in Randy Moss, and that's the type of thing that Belichick does just to stick the knife in you. And so I don't think Marshawn Lynch is going to be back with the Seattle Seahawks, but how about this as a wild card? maybe he lines up for the New England Patriots next year.
And didn't we hear a couple of stories like that, Doug, during the Super Bowl where there were players for the Seahawks maybe last year, year before last, and they were playing for the Patriots?
Yes, definitely. Percy Harvin was released from the team this past year. He was a huge component of them winning last year. And so there's kind of some strife in the locker room, and because of what happened and the dumbiness of Pete Carroll allowing that call at the end of that game, I think they're going to have more problems in the locker room. Marshawn Lynch is probably going to be showing the door.
Oh. But then they announced that they had come to terms before the game?
Before the game. But he hadn't signed it.
Oh, he hadn't signed it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Doug Stewart, the Doug Stewart Show is online.
.com.
Yeah.
Congratulations.